Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Superintendent Art Sadoff, recapping Monday's Indianola School Board meeting. Indianola School Board met in regular session Monday evening, and one of those discussions was about an auxiliary building dealing with Indianola Little League. Talk about that discussion and what the public needs to know and kind of that process, how it's gone so far.
Sure. Well, through the facility study we've had of our district facilities, it's clear that our auxiliary services building is our greatest need right now, and that would house transportation, food service, buildings and grounds, all of those functions, and we would put technology in there as well. We had a site survey done by the architect, and the best site that they identified is south of the middle school, which would impact one of the senior league fields down there in the Little League area. And the district has a 40-year lease with Indianola Little League that was signed in 1997, where they can use that area for $1 a year. So if we're going to even entertain that site, we need to figure out, how can we add some value for Little League and work with them and make up for any, lost revenue or functionality they would have if one of those senior league fields were not available. So we just had a very preliminary conversation at the board meeting last night, just to kind of explain the situation and to recognize that we do have that lease, and to ask them if they would be willing to go talk to their board and brainstorm some ways that maybe the district could partner up with them and possibly have that as a site. So, nothing decided last night, just a very preliminary conversation, and we appreciate their willingness to kick it around, and we'll see where it goes from there.
All right. Also, some public hearing on flex funds. Talk a little bit about that, moving some funds around, dealing with COVID numbers and just kind of things that the district had to switch around after was decided by the board.
Sure. Well, that flexibility account is something that was created by the Iowa legislature and not something that really previously we had thought of using, because we had pretty much been using our categorical funds where they were designed to be used. But we've had a couple of situations lately that have come up. One was with our teacher quality funds. We had about $258,000 that we did not get used that we normally would have been sending people to different conferences. And as you said, during COVID, a lot of things were shut down or there were some virtual conferences. So we are going to put that in our flexibility account and then use those one-time carryover funds as a way to pay teachers for work that they're doing with new curriculum. We have new elementary English language arts curriculum, and they'll be familiarizing themselves with that in the summer and working through that, and we'll have a way to be able to pay them for their time. So that's a great use of that carryover money. And another potential use of some preschool funds that we have a surplus of about $160,000 right now, would be to take a small portion of them, about $24,000, and to wipe some negative lunch balances that have been longstanding on our books and pay them off and remove that from the books. So it is something that required a public hearing, like you said. Anytime you're dealing with that money, and especially if you're repurposing it, then you want to have an opportunity for the public to weigh in on that.
All right, and last thing, just the school's been out for almost half a month now at this point, and talk a little bit about teacher retention, just kind of teacher turnover and where we're at in that process for Indianola School District.
Well, you bet. As everybody knows, this was a challenging year, and I've been very complimentary of our staff. I think they just did a remarkable job of serving our students and learning on the fly and being safe and dealing with everything that came along with the pandemic. And I would credit our families as well. They were extremely flexible and very proud of the year we had. We really had a really good year in spite of the challenges and provided students with a nice, consistent experience. In terms of state of the district, we're pretty much done hiring at this point. Teacher retention has always been something that we look at. We want to support our staff well and train them and keep them here. And typically we've had around 95% teacher retention. Now in some districts and across the country, retention of new teachers is a big concern because the profession is really challenging and they're not all supported well everywhere. But in our teacher leadership and compensation report that just came out, our end-year TLC report, One statistic in there that jumped out at me was that we're retaining 96% of our new teachers. So that's great. We're very happy with the young teachers we've been able to hire and the teachers new to the district. And we want them to settle in here and feel great about our district and support them well. So, when you give that broad heading state in the district, there are always challenges, but I think the state of our district is very strong.
Thanks to Art Sadoff for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.